Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, The Beginning of Knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fact of the matter is, knowledge only begins with the fear of the Lord. It continues as well with the fear of the Lord. The opposite of knowledge, true knowledge, is the despising of wisdom and instruction. There are those around us who will not listen to true knowledge. They will not accept the truth that eternity is waiting, and it will be too late for those who reject. It is never too late for someone who has an open heart and an open mind and is willing to accept what has been so freely offered to them. The image that I have is of Jesus on the cross with two thieves, those who were being crucified because of their deeds and receiving the fruit of their ill-lived life. And here was the Son of God who had known no sin, who was completely righteous, dying for the sins of any and every person that had ever lived or who would ever live. And in the midst of that, he offered life. And the fear of the Lord begins with the knowledge that he is the one and the only one who possesses eternal life. It does not matter how rich a person may be in dollars and cents or the currency of whatever country they belong to. It does not matter the status into which they were born or which they have achieved. They might be a pauper or a king or anything in between. But knowledge, true knowledge, does not come from what a person possesses, but what possesses them. And in the Word of God, we find that the knowledge that God has given us prepares us for eternity. My prayer is that more and more will come to know the true knowledge, the beginning of knowledge, and then have a desire to grow in that knowledge. And the only way that we can grow in that knowledge is to spend time in God's Word and let God's Word grow within our hearts until we become more and more like Him each and every passing day. Heavenly Father, as we humbly bow before You, again, as we look forward to a new year that stretches out before us, Lord, only on this second day of 2022, Lord, we have a new year. We have a new beginning, as it were. But we know that there are some things in the past that we need to let go of. We need to turn our back on those things that would drag us down and look to You for those things that would lift us up. Might the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be acceptable in Your sight, our precious Heavenly Father. And in Your name we pray this. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.